We put our milk. We had one that Mother and Dad had an old cream separator, and I have it that we would put the milk in the end of the morning, and it had a little glass that comes down to a point and got little glasses in the bottom, and the cream would rise to the top, and we'd let the milk out and save the cream, and we could have milk to drink, and then what's left, or we can give it to the hogs, and then we'd sell that cream on Saturday to buy groceries and whatever we needed, and we didn't have any electricity, so we had a pan built in our north window, and we'd put that cream in there and put wet sacks around it in the summertime, keep it cool so it wouldn't sour, and we'd take that to town on Saturday, or milk, or cream, or eggs, and buy whatever we had to have. And then in the summertime, when the well went, the tank went dry, well, we'd have to draw water from old cows and horses. Man, they drank a lot of water. The cows and horses can when they're thirsty in the summertime. They could drink it about as fast as you could draw it, or faster. And in the summer, we didn't have any refrigerator, so when we wanted a chicken, well, we'd just go out and throw it out a little feed and catch us a chicken and wring its head off and stick it in a bucket of hot water and pick all the feathers off. And we'd have fresh chicken. That's about as fresh as you can get it that way. And we'd kill, when it's wintertime, we'd kill hogs. Well, we would have to heat a big old pot of water, and we'd put it in a, we'd dig us a hole and put a barrel in there about 45 degrees and pour all that hot water in there and stick that old hog in there and scald him, and then we'd have to scrape all the hair off of him. And one time, when Daddy was gone, we was going to kill a hog, and we didn't get the water tight or hot enough, and we couldn't get the hair off. got my dad's razor and shaved it. Next time my dad went to shave, well, he couldn't figure out what happened to his razor. How come it's so dull? He didn't know Bud had shaved that hog with it. And then when we were kids, well, when you had company, well, the kids always had to eat last. And I was nearly 14 years old before I knew a chicken had anything but a neck and a wings. All the preacher and all them get all the good parts of the chicken. All we'd get would be a wing or a neck or something like that. And yes, let's see. After I quit school and worked around the house some, well, I got to hanging out around Joey. And this guy named Tally ran a garage, and his mother had a ranch over there, and she raised bulls, and so she got me to come over there and work for her to take care of those bulls. She had about 20 bulls I had to take care of and cows, and so I worked over there for about a month, and I never did get any money, so all I got was just my what I eat, so I just quit. And there was another man from worked over in the oil field. He wanted me to go up and work for his folks. I went up there and worked for them 2 weeks and cleaned up around their house. They didn't have a lawnmower, just had to hoe the yard. Back then you didn't have grass. They tried to keep grass out of the yard, so you'd have to hoe the yard and get all the grass out. And then his brother had a farm next to him, and he was working up in Oklahoma as a carpenter, and I went up day after I got through there. Well, he wanted me to come over and work for him, so I went over a couple of weeks, and he had maize in the field, and I'd cut those head, those maize off, put them in the wagon, carry them, put them in the barn. And one night it rained, and they just had, I guess, two-room house, and her and her two kids was in one room, and I was sleeping in the kitchen on a pallet, and And it came up a rain, and that house leaked all over. She had to get up, move the bed around, put pans down to keep catch the rain. And the rain came right on through. And then I worked up there a couple of weeks. And then, hell, I got lonesome, and I quit and went back to Joy.